like, what were we on, September 3rd?
Oh, I can't remember if we actually talked to you since the anniversary, but we survived. Man, that gorilla was a pain in my ass.
So, 1 year and 4 days, I think we all made it. Mom was doing pretty good that day. I think she probably let out all of her tears leading up to that one day, but... Yeah, we're swinging. Let's see what's going on today. Had a full day off yesterday, first time in almost over four years that I can remember. Pretty much since Miles was born, that he's doing full days, potty training, really pushing the language, really getting him whipped into shape. So Karen and I had a full day off yesterday, completely cleaned and scoured the garage. And just ran around, had breakfast together, and just like a couple of married kids, I guess. today's picture day for Zen, which could be high stress because he's been taking some bad school photos. Last year was bad. He had a frown on his face, and he had a mangled Van Halen shirt. These fuckers. Road closed. When am I gonna remember? Shit, and I can't even, these fuckers, I gotta go all the way fucking around. I keep forgetting 163rd's blocked off. Let me tell you something, pal, and I know I've talked to you about this before. Every fucking place I go to, move to, roam to, there's fucking absolute ass loads of fucking traffic going, or detours going on. Just like fucking every main vein that I have to get involved with wherever I go to is fucking closed off. 163rd up here, gone. Boomtown. Out of here. Ooh, apartment kids. Throwing shit into the road. There you go. Bunch of ratty little apartment kids. That's what I used to do when I was a kid. I'd throw shit in the street to see if people would run over it. I almost enticed them by saying... almost. They're throwing big hunks of rock and laughing as people drive by. anyway, yeah, so Zen's gonna get his class pictures today. Hopefully he has a better look on his face. Yeah, it's all gonna be good. So last night, we got a new couch delivered to the house by some friends of ours. And in the back seat, they had this old Smith Corona electric typewriter. I mean, sexy. It's all blue with the red letters and just hot to trot, so I get it out. Of course, I knew Zen was going to love that thing, and we're typing around on it. Miles is typing around. It's so cool to... I mean, that's the original text messenger. That's the original computer. That's where it all started right there. Actually, it evolved to that. I mean, it used to be manual, but that was electric. But yeah, it was pretty fancy stuff. I love introducing that stuff to Zen and letting Miles poke around at it, too. See what's going on. We had a blanket out front today that I had to take into the house because I thought it might rain, and we just don't need shit like that hanging around on the front porch. And one of the cats nailed it, and we have this fucking cat in the neighborhood. He's a stray. I'm sure he just survives on scraps and kicking ass, but he has a big fucking huge sack of balls. It reminds me of Ching. He has that swagger, that I don't give a shit thing, you know. Cats are pretty cool. I don't know if I ever really understood how cool cats were until I got to be an older fella. I think it was always a dog thing, but yeah, cats are cool. Which makes me think, I wonder when we are going to actually get a dog, because Miles is getting to a point where he's so much better with so many things that we're getting close, but yeah. So here I am, finally getting on the highway, like a jackleg. As my gas meter is again near empty, perpetually near empty. So that's my story. I think, you know, you have all these things each day that you look forward to and you think about. There's one of those things that are always it's lingering in the back of my mind. It's been lingering for a while. I got this autism spectrum art project that I'm trying to do on this flat panel TV. It's the video that Miles threw a door ahead at, and I retooled that, made it into a DVD that I'm going to present on a flat panel monitor for a center, for a institution for art gallery, and I keep waiting for the phone call for someone to say, yeah, let's hop on this horse, let's do it. So it's just all those little daily missives you look forward to. But it's the cool mystery of a day. There's the 155th garage there where everybody's hanging out. And this guy here with the Cadillac, his fucking house is smashed. Got blinds all over the place. Jesus. All right. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
We're going to let a little bit of the eels take us out today. Here we go. Ready? Hold on. Where are we at here?
Well, it's another warm day in the city of cold hearts. They all just play the part of who they are. And I'm here on my own. I'd rather be alone than try to be someone.